from New York, Jackie Reed goes inside her story with the guy who's been all over the internet, who had a testimony in church that said,
"I said I like women, 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 women. I said women."
Jackie Reed goes inside her story with his lawyer.
Yeah, and Andrew.
And
yeah.
Him.
So and Andrew.
Just for a little background for people who may not have heard this or don't know the backstory, Tom. So Andrew Caldwell declared he was no longer gay in front of his church congregation. And when he did it, he knew his life would change, but not in the way that it has. Now, the video, as you said, from that moment in church has gone viral. And Andrew's attorney says he has been ridiculed and harassed since then. So I'm going inside her story with Gloria McCullum, Andrew's attorney, and Mr. Andrew.
Jackie, we may have a problem.
Okay.
We may not have either one of them right
either
now.
Either of them? Okay, yeah, while we try to get them both back on the phone,
right,
let's talk a little bit about their backstory. So when the lawyer, she reached out to us, Tom, and said that Andrew wanted to really clear up two things. Mainly that he's not condemning homosexuality. He's not trying to judge anybody else out there. These are his words. He was just talking about his life. He's actually been working with the church for about a year trying to change his lifestyle from homosexual to heterosexual.
Okay, that's pretty clear.
That's his words.
Okay.
He also wanted to make clear, they said, and the lawyer hit me back and said the phone hung up.
Yeah.
So if someone could call her back.
We have her.
Okay. Can we bring Gloria in?
I'm here.
Okay, Gloria. I know we're trying to get Andrew on the phone as well. Now, I was just explaining to Tom and Sybil and Jay and our audience about, you know, Andrew's intentions, that he wasn't trying to condemn anyone. So we're clear on that. I think another thing that's out there that people are wondering about is whether or not this was just all a ploy. You know, was he paid to do this? Was he in on this kind of thing? And I wanted you to clear that up for the audience.
Okay, no problem. You know, Andrew has been seeking God for his deliverance for a while now. For those of us who know him and those of us who understand how the black church works, he has been coming to the altar and asking God for help for about a year now at his congregation. And I believe that, you know, he is sincere in the things that he says. But, you know, that particular incident.
You go to the same church?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
And Andrew's on the line, too. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well. Go ahead, Gloria.
And what I was saying was, if it was so rehearsed as people are saying, you know, why would he be fumbling over his words? One of the points they made was that his grammar was not good and he didn't speak well and all of that. I think the preacher caught him off guard when he started to ask him questions. You know, it's not uncommon, and I know there are other resources that we have now, you know, to seek help for whatever issues we may have in our life or whatever we think we need to be delivered from.
Right.
You know, but he, you know, the black church has been the primary source that we've always gone to.
Well, good morning, Andrew. So why did you lawyer up?
Why
did you get a lawyer to represent you? For what? Are you planning to file any kind of a lawsuit?
Well, you know, a lot of people in this world right now are threatened to do things, so I have to protect myself, and I have to protect what people are doing, mocking of my deliverance.
Okay.
Oh, you mean on the internet and stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, Andrew, let me ask you this. How did this video, did you intend for this to be videotaped? Did you know that they were videotaping this, and how did it end up on the internet?
I don't know how I got on the internet. I was, one day I had got up, and someone told me to turn on TV and turn on CNN and turn on the radio, and that day I was on everything. I was like, why did this happen to me?
Mm-hmm. How did it change your life when to go have a video go viral like that? I mean, what sort of things happened to you?
Yeah, because Gloria says it's been tough on you. You've had a tough time. Explain that. What's been difficult for you?
Well, with the threats and how people treat me, my family portrayed me.
What
it's a lot
of,
going
what
on.
Kind of threats?
Yeah, but who threatened you and why?
Well, it's the people on the internet, people on Facebook. When I go to the stores, when I go out doing things by myself, people run up to me. Oh my God, my son is this way. I don't believe you can change that. There's no way. Your God is not real. So
that's a threat.
Oh, wow. Have people tried to harm you physically? Why do you feel threatened by this? Has anyone threatened your life or your safety? You know, have they threatened you with violence?
I would say both.
Okay.
And it's not the saved people. It's the people that's not saved, that have not found God for themselves and have not confessed it. Take me out of this. Lord, save me. I repent of my sins. I want to be saved. I don't want to go through this anymore.
Well, how did you come to this point in your life where you determined that you were not gay anymore? What did you go through with the church to bring you to this point where you realized that you are no longer gay?
Okay. Well, when I came to my church, I had read her. I had some tight jeans, some boots and stuff, and I did not know none about being saved. I didn't know none about I thought you can live this lifestyle forever and still make it to heaven. But I had to sit there and to read the word and to hear them preaching, because at our church we believe in holiness, living saved, sanctified. So I was started hanging out with the men, and as I see the men sit and talk, I begin to act like them too.
Do you think you can be homosexual and be a Christian?
I'm not going to go into judging. I do believe that at some point, you're going to make a change. So I do believe you can change, because I changed myself.
And the only way you can be a Christian is to make a change? Is that what you're saying?
No, you don't have to be a Christian to be changed.
But for you, that's what was necessary.
Okay, so who do you want to sue?
I don't want to sue anyone. That's not my standard. That's not my topic. That's not it going around in my mind. I love everyone. So, but I thought when I started looking at the stuff around the world, what people are saying about me, I'm like, oh my God, I thought people was nice. Right. I'm not going to sue no one.
Do you think a lawyer can stop the people from saying things online?
I do think she can do different other things. She's there to represent me. She's there as a prayer warrior. She's there to encourage me. She's there to, you're not just to sue. That's not her mind.
And Gloria, you may be able to answer this as well. Are you trying to get the video taken down? You know, there are variations of videos that put in music and things like that. Would you like to see those things removed? Is that part of what your lawyer is trying to do for you? Gloria, are you trying to do that?
Actually, the original video I don't have a problem with, because there are probably so many of them like that represent services from the black church. Mm-hmm. The mockery, I would like to see those go away, but I know that it's because it was a newsworthy item, you know, it may be on there, you know. But my biggest issue was, I believe that there was a particular radio host who was calling family members, and they were making statements about Andrew that wasn't true, that we thought would jeopardize his life in terms of his financial situation and things like that. And he was taking a lot of heat from that. And so he started to feel threatened, like all these people are coming up to me that know me, but I don't know them. And so, you know, with all this happening in the last week, he's 21 years old. So he's not really equipped to handle things like that. He wasn't trying to condemn anybody. He was just doing what he was led by in his spirit to do. He wasn't saying that anyone else's lifestyle was wrong. And he's been emphasizing that to me, and he wanted me to help him get that out. And so I wasn't here more so for a lawsuit or anything of that nature. I was more so here to advise him so that, you know, he would have someone that would speak on his behalf or help him, you know, to deal with the issue.
And is the church taking on any responsibility in this? I know you said the pastor of the church has apologized.
Well, there was a public apology that was issued by Charles Blake, who is the presiding bishop over the Churches of God in Christ, which is about 6.5 million members in several countries. And so we acknowledge that the church is saying, you know, we took some heat on this too, you know, but the biggest issue for us was that, you know, we wanted to work together with the church to try and resolve this issue, because we didn't want to be divided on it. Okay. And we really appreciate the church coming forward and saying, we support you. We know you're going through this, because people in the streets are mean, and, you know, he's not mad at anybody because he decided to change. He just wants to do that for his life.
All right, lawyer.
Well, Gloria McCollum, Andrew Caldwell, we thank you both for joining us. Andrew, we wish you well.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all for having us.
All right.
Thanks, Jackie.
All right.
All right, you guys.
He's not gay no more.
Good job, Jackie.
Women.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jackie.
He's not. You hear it.
He's not gay anymore.
Jay.
He loves women, Tom. Women, women.
He loves women, what? Women, women. He just said it.
Women, women, women.